How is everybody? It's marooned at Muckbite's headquarters, day 20. How are you doing, Mike?
I'm fine.
Not plugged his microphone in yet. Yes, but in his defence, neither did I last night. Actually, no, mine was plugged in. I just hadn't turned it on.
Right.
Yes, so that was excellent.
Did you turn me on?
You're there, Mike.
Oh, good.
Say hello.
Hello. Mary had a little lamb.
With a squeaky chair.
And a glass of red wine.
Oh, nice. Getting very excited for that order tomorrow. Anyway, let me get into the chat and see who's there. I'm going to be very disappointed if there's nobody there. It's going to be a busy, busy, busy night. Hello, Jonathan. Jonathan's been out on a walk.
In. Kim's in.
Hello, Kim. Yeah, because for Kim, I really have lost count now. It was 30. So 31. Hang on, let me get this. 31. 32, 3, 4. Is it 34 days or 35? Oh. Have some wine. Why not? You're not going to try for that order again, are you? Or is that where the wine's from?
Well, I've had this in from, I don't know.
Wasn't that the one that you bought as a gift? Or did you actually buy that one for you?
This might have been from Nina. I don't know.
He's got a little supply, let's just say that. Try not to have an accident with it while you're slinging it around.
I'm
right.
Not slinging it round.
Okay, what's
domestic here at Matt?
What's going on? Right. Well, I'm waiting for Kim. Kim's going to count the days for me, but I know it would have been 30 days at the end of March, wouldn't it? So, my 31st would have been. Yeah, so it should be 34 days today. See, I'm keeping track here. I am. Right. I'm going to tell you early doors what's going to happen. If anyone wants to come and talk to me, let me know. We have a hard out at 8 o'clock, but don't worry. It's because we have a party planned. Kim's last day out was the 1st of March. I feel your pain. I don't know where I remember when mine was. We went to see Mike's mother, which obviously wasn't necessarily the best idea we've ever had on reflection, was it?
No, but she's okay.
She's okay. So I only went out twice, I think, between the 1st of March and the 15th, I haven't been out since. So day 20. I'm fine. I'm actually fine. They said the weather was going to be amazing and everybody would be outside. Don't know about anywhere else. Manchester, bit on the murky side. Just a bit dark. Not exactly July, August, let's sun ourselves. Some idiots, though, in Brighton, decided to have a Barbie on the beach. Yeah, the coppers had other ideas and put the Barbie out with water. What part of stay at home do people not get? I do wish it was the people that were stupid enough to go out that would get it and depart the planet and leave the other poor people alone who've not gone out, who've then got infected. But, you know, that's my usual rant, isn't it? Stay inside. I don't care how sunny it is. Stay inside. This isn't difficult. It isn't. But when you see some people, I'm beginning to think it's virtually impossible, never mind difficult.
I presume Kim's been able to go out and get exercise.
I know she has because she's taken Kiva out, but Kiva's getting depressed.
Have a walk around the
streets. Yeah, worry that Kiva's depressed. Lola's had a ball, really, hasn't she?
She has had a ball today. She had a longer walk than normal.
That's because she had to wait till later.
She had lots of tugging of the rope. She's eaten.
Yep.
She's had treats.
Oh, yes. She swanned up here looking all big brown-eyed for a treat. And I said, I know you're lying because I know Daddy's downstairs with them. And she actually says with her eyes, feed me one anyway, Mummy. And I did. It was only a schmacko, don't get excited. So I'm going to keep the others for later. I have bigger treats.
That's not good, Jonathan.
A letter from Jonathan's pension provider. Oh, good grief. We opened the post earlier. Now, that was interesting in itself. CQ, Deb. CQ.
Hi,
yeah, the post arrived. And Mike said, you do realise the post's stacking up, don't you? I said, bring it up. So it was wrapped in a towel. I had the scissors in one hand, left-handed, unfortunately, with right-handed scissors. I had a glove on my right hand and we managed to open the post. 99% of it went straight through the shredder. What a waste of time right now. But we did. We opened the post.
Bank telling us the interest rates on our savings has gone down.
Yes. I'll be paying them in the end to look after my money the way it's going. See,
if they just send, mind you, we can subscribe by...
he means is I could subscribe paperless.
Yes.
Well, I'm not going to.
Right.
Just don't mail me at the minute. I mean, use your common sense. Seriously.
That's what Jonathan's saying.
Oh, dear. No, I have had weird mail. One of them, actually, we took the decision, didn't we, not to open some. One was from our building society, which is like a savings thing. Don't know if they have them in the States. Let me know. It's like a bank, but not a bank. So that came and I said, well, that's not a crisis because we've got money in there. It's not like we owe them anything. If we were overdrawn on that, we would have serious problems. So that got left unopened. A couple of others did get opened, but now they're detoxing on a shelf.
I'll tell you a funny story.
Go and tell me a funny story.
Not just you, obviously, the listeners. We got the electricity bill the other day. And because we haven't got a smart meter and we don't want a smart meter, let's not get Elaine started on that.
I am not having a smart meter until they're smarter than I am, which could be some considerable time.
Hi, Tracy. I don't know how it works in the States but and other countries, but what they do is every 3 months, the company that we get our electricity from send you a bill. And we have a meter inside the house, but I think it's 3 times out of 4 they estimate it. And once a year, they'll actually ask to read the meter. Although I guess right now, they'll probably estimate it anyway. So I thought I'll ring the electricity board and give them a meter reading. So I rang up the number and it said, obviously, we're so busy at the moment and understaffed. That was the gist of the wording. That wasn't the wording they used on the recorded message. that we're only dealing with emergencies. So if you've got a meter reading, ring this other number. So I did. But it came up and it was basically an automated system. They wanted my account number, so I gave them that. You can either read that out over the phone or tap in the numbers, and then they wanted the postcode. Now obviously you can't tap in the postcode off your phone because it includes letters as well as numbers, so I gave the postcode, and 3 times he read it correctly back to me, apart from one character.
Not necessarily the same wrong character.
No, so the third time he said, was that F33? When the first 2 times he'd said M33. So obviously there was a change in my voice on the third time.
You were probably, there probably was an F muttered.
I was probably getting frustrated at that point. So in the end he said, after 3 attempts, he said, we can get your postcode from just the numbers in it. So type the postcode in. So I typed the postcode in, just the numeric part. And he said, thank you.
I don't see that.
And then he said, now give us your reading. So I gave him the reading, typed the numbers in. And then he read back to me what the new bill was. So I then went on online banking and paid it. But yeah, if they could do that, you know, the third time, why couldn't they do that the first time?
I reckon they can't do that. It's as simple as that. A postcode in the UK is not standard like a zip code. I know this from the Y2K issue because I was trying to program things. And do you remember when they kept changing the phone numbers? So a postcode can have either one letter or 2 letters that indicate the area you're in. So obviously we have M, the letter M. That's for Manchester. But you could also live in Milton Keynes, which would be MK. So the first part of it is either one letter or 2 letters. Then there's some numbers. So we are 33. Manchester United would be 16. So it's M33 or M16. So when they're saying they could get it, and that's only the first half, the second half tends to be one digit and 2 letters. So you could be like 3XY, 9JZ. So they're saying they can get it from just the numbers, which would be 33, 4. That's rubbish, because it could be M33 or it could be MK33.
Yeah.
So I think they only offer you that on the third attempt on the basis that some of the previous stuff was right, and they'll make a guess and they'll just compare it with their register of you know, customers and hope to God it matches one. Seriously.
Kim said that she leaves the mail in the garage and only looks at it once a week.
I've said that's a great
that's
idea.
That's a great idea it because is. Nothing's that urgent, I wouldn't have thought.
Oh, let's have a look.
You know what I do like?
What?
Well, when I was a kid, which is a fair few years ago.
Don't tell them, they'll never know.
When I was a kid, I thought like America was this big place, and it is a big place, obviously, but it was all different. I mean, they had thousands of TV channels when we only had three.
That's not necessarily a good thing,
well,
but carry
no.
on.
I mean, I remember my parents going there in the mid-70s on holiday, and they came back and they said, they've got hundreds of channels. And I was like, but we've only got
wow.
three. And I was like, wow. But obviously, the last few years, with the internet and everything getting closer.
You know far more about America.
Yeah, and we get their TV programs and we know that they get ours because we know Kim likes a lot. The difference between what goes on in countries is minimal now.
Mm.
You know, you think when we're talking about something, you feel you have to explain it for our American friends, but I don't think that's true.
You know, no.
Kim's talking about leaving mail in the garage and meters and stuff like that. And
well, Kim's saying, I wish you had the choice for a smart meter yeah. or not. The meter's outside the house and they changed it. Modern houses built from probably the mid-70s onwards do tend to have a meter outside the house. In the 70s, we moved into a new house, a brand new build, 1977. Yeah, 77 we moved in. I was 9, bless me. And the meter was outside and it had a white door on the side of your house. It's quite big, actually. It's not a small thing where you just need to read the meter. This thing was quite big. It was probably about 18 inches wide and about 24 inches tall. And it was locked. You couldn't get into it. It was locked. And the key was a standard sort of meter reading key that you would need. And the meter reader had it, put the key in the lock, turned it, opened the door, read the meter, off they went. They weren't smart meters, but they were readable from outside the house. So they didn't have to knock and they didn't have to come in. But before that, meters tended to be inside the house and ours still are. Now, we do need a new meter. It is very old, our meter. But they did come round a while ago. So a while ago, we needed one. They came round and we'd always wondered. This meter had like black, there was a pipe coming out of it going down into the ground with the cables. And Mum had always said to me, why has it got this tar stuff on it? And I said, I have no idea. It could be some kind of insulation. But it was black and it was kind of sticky. Icky, icky. So it's in a cupboard that in the UK you will hear people talk about the understairs cupboard. And that's where the meter is, on the inside. To be honest, even if it was on the outside, even if you could read it from the outside, you'd have to get into the confines of the compound that is MacBite's headquarters. We have a dog. We have a legal duty to make sure the dog can't get out. So believe me, nobody is getting in. We have a 6-foot fence all the way around the property. We're not getting out and you're not getting in. So there's no way for them to read it from the outside anyway. But it was on the inside. Anyway, they came around to change the meter and said to Mum, you could have done with this a while ago. And Mum went, why? And he said, well, you see this black stuff? She said, yes. He said, that's where it's melting. Of course, that was all my fault with all my stuff on it. So we had this new meter put in probably 15 years ago now. So we probably need a new one. But the thing is, you hear, I won't say scare stories because, you know, this does happen. And I know it can be corrected. But if you hook it up with paying your bill by direct debit, not good. They put a smart meter in, then the thing doesn't work. It never ends up in your favour that the bill is less than you expect. The bills that people have been sent have been £15,000, a million miles off what they should be. And then they take the money from the direct debit and then you're overdrawn on top of everything else. So I said to Mike, not happening. Not happening. I can't tell you how many times I have had a letter. The electric's in my name. Some stuff's in Mike's name. Some stuff's in mine. The electric's in mine. I have had so many letters. And he'll say, I've got one from Eon. And I'll say, is there a bill due? He'll say, no. I'll say, just put it in the bin. It'll be about the smart meter. Sometimes they actually book you an appointment and say they're going to come into your house and they're going to change the meter. You're not, because I'm working from home. Not happening. I can't not be online for like, oh, it'll only take us an hour. No. Imagine me with no electric for an hour.
Kim says, is that where Harry Potter lived?
I believe it is where Harry Potter lived. I now know that. I have got through 1.5 chapters of Harry Potter. This is what it's come to.
It's where Henry lives.
Henry lives in, Henry in there lives in our there. House. Absolutely.
Nice. Let's see if Kim knows who Henry is. We've probably discussed Henry before, haven't we?
You see, Jonathan's M4 as well. So if they took the numbers off that, depending on... Well, you'd only have two numbers then, whereas we've got three. I don't believe them. I do not believe that they... I reckon that what they do is when they say just put the numbers in, while you're putting the numbers in, I reckon they get the recording of what you've said to a real person to write down what it actually was. You cannot do it from just the numbers. If they could do it from just the numbers, why have we got the letters? Just saying. Oh, it's bad. It's bad. Right. You don't know Henry.
I'm going to post a link.
Mike's got two friends, Henry and Hetty.
No, Hetty was your father's.
Hetty was my dad's. I don't know why he bought that one. Right. Jonathan's listening, but cleaning out his desk drawers and found a 2 gig card. Hey, they're still useful. Yeah, 2 gig cards are incredibly useful. If you've got digital recorders, 2 gig cards sometimes are the maximum they can take. 2 gig can get quite a lot of audio on it. I actually had to buy two gig cards for an old digital recorder to use as a backup. So the digital recorder was absolutely fine, but it would only take 2 gig cards. I had another one that took 4 gig. They cost a fortune now, Jonathan. They're about £8 to £9 each. And they should be by rights about 50p. Seriously. Oh, Henry's got his own website.
Yeah,
oh, that's so cool. That is so cool. I'm not allowed to back up. Not after the incident with the upright. That one was a classic. My mum had had a washer. Well, all my mum's equipment was good equipment. So when she bought it, honestly, she nearly bankrupted herself with some of it in the 70s. It was really good stuff and it lasted years and years. And I had no problem using the vacuum cleaner. It was an upright Hoover. And worked really well. But over the years, they brought them out with much better motors. And she fancied a new one. Of course, by this stage, we had Maya. So she wanted a pet one as well that took up pet hair. So she went and got this purple one. Can you remember the make? It's no. Still downstairs somewhere. I can't remember the make, but it was purple. So it looked like a Dyson, but it wasn't a Dyson. So he brings it back and assembles it and has a go. I starts fucking up with it. Got an electric shock up my arm. And I mean, a really bad one. So I said, there's something wrong with that. Anyway, took it back, exchanged it, explained the situation, got another one, electric shock. Gets onto the manufacturer over it. It was because it was plastic rather than metal. So the previous one had a metal handle that was wrapped in rubber. This one's plastic. The whole thing is plastic. And certain people, only a tiny percentage of the population, not recommended to use it. Guess who never has to do the vacuuming up? Now, Mike did then get a Henry, and I can actually use a Henry, can't I? Henry doesn't electrocute me.
We used to have a U-Bank.
Oh, we had a U-Bank. I do remember a U-Bank.
It had a little switch on it that switched you between floor and carpet.
Yep. Are you going to explain what a U-Bank is?
It's
like a Hoover for a caveman.
It's a Hoover without the motor.
That's very true, actually. It is. Jonathan's not going to remember that. Oh, my word, not going to remember that. So it's your mum's name for the iRobot vacuum. Robbie, I'm loving that. That's brilliant. Now, I've got another chat.
Jonathan's grandma had a U-Bank.
Oh, must have been a thing. Oh, yeah. That was my mum cleaned the entire house with a U-Bank until she got a vacuum cleaner. And that's why she bought this Hoover model. So it was a very expensive model in its day. Virtually the ones they used in hotels. So industrial strength. And she used it for, I think she had it almost 30 years. And it worked brilliantly. You know, never had a minute's trouble with it. Apart from the day she vacked the underlay. That was an interesting day.
I think I've done that.
In the UK, underlay, it's like underfelt, under the carpet, get the carpet off the floor. When we moved into this house, it had very strange underlay. It was a felt, but it was so compacted. Mum decided before she put the new carpet down, she'd vac the underlay. Not the best idea she's ever had. She said to me, you know when I vac the underlay? I said, yes. She said, the vac doesn't like it. So I turned the vac over and it all this felt, the bits of the felt had got in it. So I said, it's all right, I'll fix it. So I start pulling it out bit by bit. And I thought, I'll just take this panel off. I'll just take that bar off. I'll just take this off. And I said, right, I've done it. And I ended up with this pile of underfelt. I turned round and I looked at all the bits I'd taken off the vac and thought, I hope I know how this goes back together. She came out and all the bits were on the floor. I said, don't touch the bits. I said, I've no idea how to put it back together, but they are in the order I took them out. So leave me with it for a bit. It probably took me about an hour, but I got it back together. The vac was then reassembled. Oh, there are pictures of you somewhere. We need to see those. Oh, wow. Do you know, Jonathan, we keep saying that it's a good job XYZ isn't here for this. You'd have gone mad. The people that we see outside, you want to shout at them. You want to shout, you know, get back in your houses. But you don't know if they're just on their statutory walk. Some of them, they're not. They're not. They're taking the proverbial. But we're inside. That's all we can do. We can only control us and we're inside. I haven't seen daylight. I went out with it into the garden with the dog last week. But other than that, I haven't seen daylight in 20 days. But never mind. Never mind. If all I've got to do is stay inside, it's the least I can do. So I absolutely would. No, I think my gran would have gone mad because she was a real people person. She had her back door open all the time. And she didn't really live in an area that was wise. But her back door was open all the time. And people visited her daily. She not unusual for her to have 10 or 12 visitors in a day. So to take that down to nothing, she would have gone insane. My granddad was always out. He was out on his bike. When he wasn't looking at his sunset picture, if you're in Slack, you'll know what I mean. I always cry when I think of him with that. He loved it. He would be out on his bike, and he was on his bike till he was in his late 70s. Dad lived outside. He could never close a door, could he, Mike?
No.
No, he was an outdoor boy. He was evacuated from Manchester when he was very young in the war, and he was sent up to Preston on a farm, and he loved it. So really, he was a country boy. So when you say, were you born in a barn? He'd say, I lived in a barn. This couple took in so many children in the evacuations that, yeah, they lived in the barn. And he couldn't have a closed door. So he would have gone mad. Mike's just said, actually, before we started, can you imagine your dad, because he was a smoker as well, not having a cigarette and his papers? And the short answer to that was no. No. He would have gone insane. He would. So we do keep saying, thank God. Thank God. My mum would have gone mad. Not going out. She would have been fine with that. She was more like me, wasn't she? Mm. Yeah, introvert, not a problem. But she would have gone mad because my dad was here. He wasn't out because she liked peace and quiet. Yeah. So we do keep saying that. Anyway, I've got to tell you what's going to happen before it happens, and then I'll have to tell you in hindsight. Right. We have put this show on at the same time, so we've got consistency in the 7 o'clock slot. But you remember last week when we were early? Of course you do. We were early because we were having our end of year party, which was going live at 7:30 on Brooklands. We're not on Brooklands yet. Don't want to frighten them. But anyway, the party went so well. I'm sure I mentioned this in the week, that the guy who's just taken over a bigger area, he's one up from Mike, right? He wants a party tonight. So I said to Mike, no can do at the moment until 8 o'clock. I'm not having it where we've got to move Marooned at Matt Bites headquarters. So if 8 o'clock's fine, that's what we'll do. So he said 8 o'clock's fine. So at 8 o'clock, that's our hard out. We're going to be starting the, what's it called? Province 17 by request. Now, don't worry. It's not all Bible readings and stuff. It's proper music. I could tell you what we're starting with. We're starting quite slow.
Well, Kim was on last week.
Kim was on last week.
She wasn't on the show.
Kim enjoyed it. Kim enjoyed it. They go, look, Kim says, I see a trend. DJ Lane and DJ Mike, we're entertaining them all at the moment. They're getting into the swing of it.
Let me entertain you.
Now, you see, they'll turn off if we start singing.
That's what half a glass of wine does.
half a glass. You won't see him when he's had best half of half a bottle. They're really into it. They've sent in requests. We've had a request from the priest. Feel free to join us, Kim. It's province. Now, province means Mike's in charge of a circle. That's one group of people. Province is 9 circles. So it's the next one up. So they've no idea who anybody is. And if anybody asks, ignore them. We've also created, because what happened last week that kind of exploded and we didn't expect, people were singing along at home and dancing and taking photos and video. And they sent them to our Brooklands WhatsApp group. And we don't run it. It's not our group. We're members of it. And there was that many that Mike counted over 800 that were sent that night. And of course, people's phones were filling up and they were not pleased. So we've created another group. We've created another group. So feel free to join the WhatsApp group. Let me get the link. Now, if you're on WhatsApp, you just need to tap or click the link, however you
I'll
do
put
it.
The link in.
You put the link in for me, Mike. That would be most useful. You don't have to say anything, but if you do, that's absolutely fine. It's a group. We're in charge of it. So there's no problem. There's a load of people in there already. I have no idea who half of them are. So you can join in the group. Don't have to post if you don't want, but you'll be able to see all the pictures and video that are sent. Feel free.
Put it this way, because I've got the group open, just keeping my eye on it. Stuart says, Lisa says, evening, hello. Stuart says, I hope you've got enough wine in to last the evening. Stuart says, I'm getting through the gin to make space for the next delivery. I said, you're getting a delivery, hash jealous. He said, all the way from the Steel River Distillery in Middlesbrough.
Oh, good grief, look what Deb says. Let me entertain you, was sung by Gypsy Rose Lee, a striptease artist.
That takes us back to Magic Mike.
Oh, it does, yes. Yeah. Magic Mike didn't know about Magic Mike.
No. I got called Magic Mike last week.
Yeah, somebody at work said to Mike, oh, you're Magic Mike. So I'm sat here minding my own business. Turn round and gave him the emoji look with the one eyebrow up. You know, the Roger Moore eyebrow, like, what the? So when he came off, I said, what did she just call you? And Mike said, Magic Mike. I said, you do know what that means, don't you? He went, no. I said, think you should Google it, but you're going to have to turn off safe search. Comes back about 30 seconds later with like, whoa! I said, exactly. Right, Kim says she can't open the link. Why would she not be able to open the link? Is that the full link? Do you have WhatsApp? What that will do, I've not actually clicked it, but surely it'll take you to WhatsApp.
Yeah, it does.
If you've got WhatsApp on your phone, tap it on your phone and it should automatically let you in. We don't need to approve you or anything. You'll just be part and it'll say you've joined. But you would need the WhatsApp app, which should be on your phone, I'd have guessed. You can get it on. We've got it on desktop, but it's a bit of a black art. You have to hook your desktop up to your phone.
Is it because it's wrapped round in the chat?
It could be.
It could be because it's wrapped round in the chat. It's gone on to 2 lines.
I don't, if that isn't actually clickable, so you'd have to select it, wouldn't you, and then put it somewhere.
It ends in 4A11. It's all one string.
We'll know when it's worked anyway. Let's put it like that. Hang on.
I can always PM it to you in...
Somebody has joined from a number that ends in 57. Who's that? From a country which is +34. I'd have guessed America was +1. If you are +34, you are in. Fabulous. It doesn't give names, which is annoying, actually, because then you can't talk to people by name. Although it does sometimes say next to it, the device.
I know who that is.
Is that Australia?
No, it says Foundation of Catalan Republic.
Way!
So that's going to be Tracy.
That looks like Tracy's managed it. Way! Tracy says she can't get a link to work, but it looks like she might have done now. Looks like it. Yay, brilliant. Wouldn't work in Safari. Had to copy and paste it in iCab Mobile. Safari will be the death of me. The death of me. You need it on a desktop. If you want the WhatsApp client on a desktop, it wasn't in the store, was it? You actually go to WhatsApp in a browser and download it. What it will then do is ask you to turn your phone on and do some jiggery pokery magic with it. You need it to be able to connect to the phone. So what I do is the phone's just near me. And that's enough. And it keeps the desktop app up. If that, if I didn't have it on the desktop, there's no way I'd keep up. Seriously, there's no way. Kim's downloading. Excellent. Excellent. Let's get this working. Let's get this on the road. Absolutely. It's our party. We can do what we like. I don't care who else is in it. We actually had a request tonight, and luckily I listened to it first. And I said to Mike, that's not going on till after the watershed. There's bad language in it from a Catanian. Really? It was a musical, so fair enough.
What's buzzing now?
Tracy. That's Tracy. Yay, that's Tracy's Tracy. In. I'm going to go over there. I can see that, so I can go in there. Hi, Tracy. There you go. That one was me. So hopefully you can see. Does it say? Actually, what does it say next to my name? Can you tell?
Elaine Giles.
Ah, but I'm already in your contacts. Ah. If I'm not, it could say Matt Bites Siri. That'd be fabulous. Who's Mac Bites Siri? Don't upset Mac Bites Siri, but he's very poorly at the minute. Who wants
go
to have
on,
a
Jonathan.
Go on, Jonathan. Who wants to have a guess how many wireless mice
I'll
I found?
I'll say five.
No. I think he's I'll go
yeah,
with,
number two
I'll go with
six.
I'll go
say
with three.
Five.
I'll go with three.
You're
there you go.
Three.
I'm loving this. I was actually looking at a new mouse. Naughty me. Naughty, naughty me. Brilliant, Tracy. That's fantastic. It looks like me. So it looks like my name. Fantastic. I didn't want it to say Matt Bites Siri. Can you explain to the people in there that I'm having a conversation with Tracy on another radio show at the minute? We've got cross-pollination in the chat. Oh, you were spot on, Mike. Five. Yeah. Way. Thank you, Tracy. Now I know.
Tracy told us that her granddad was a Catanian, so...
Yeah. Honorary member. Yeah. Honorary member. If you added me to your contacts, it wouldn't show the number. It would just show my name. That's how it seems to work. So Stuart's in there and I can see Stuart's name, but not his number. But with yours, I can see your number, not your name.
On iPhone.
What are you talking about?
Kim wants to know, is it WhatsApp Messenger app? Hang on, Kim. Let me check because there are one or two that aren't official. Is it from WhatsApp?
No, she's looking for it on the phone. So send her the direct link for the phone.
I will do.
There's a few that aren't actually official. So we'll get you the official one. And Treasurer of his circle as well. That's an important job.
Which circle, Tracy?
That is an important job. Very unsung hero, I would say, that kind of role. There's a lot involved in that when it comes to, when we do a social, we can take money up front with a Bax transfer. Some people write a cheque, but on the night you'll find an envelope on everybody's table. And, she's put it in the chat. She put Bristol.
Right. Yeah.
So I reckon Stuart's been to Bristol Circle.
He could well have
National
been.
Conference was at Bristol 2 years ago.
He could well have been.
Yep. He will have been down to Bristol. Fantastic. Excellent.
I'll ask him in the chat.
Yeah, ask Stuart in the chat. I'm sure he went to Bristol. He might not have gone to the Circle, but it would have been run by Bristol Circle. So he would have met everybody in Bristol Circle. Oh, Tracy's related to Bristol Circle. Fantastic. Oh, and if there's more than one Bristol Circle. I think there's only one, isn't there? But I'm not sure. Might be more than one. Fabulous, fabulous. Right, have you got the link for Kim?
No.
Mike's working on it. I know you've got to have the right link. Otherwise, it's some spyware. So, craziness going on here today. You'll think I'm making it up. You'll think it's 1st of April. No. Overnight, there's been some fake news.
Yes, it is, Kim. It is. WhatsApp Messenger. It's made by WhatsApp Inc.
Yep, so you're okay with that, Kim. Yes, some fake news overnight. That the coronavirus is being spread by 5G masts. I know what you're thinking about. Yeah, I was thinking the same. I thought that's a bit weird. How's it doing that? But it turned out to be there was some Nobel Prize winning scientist who said it's possible that it could. Okay. So what did that mean to the people of Birmingham and Merseyside? That's near Liverpool. They came out of their enforced lockdown to burn the masts down. I know, you're thinking I'm insane, but there's the story. There's the story for the BBC. There you go. So Stuart's saying no, he hasn't been to the Circle, but it was the first conference that he went to in Bristol after Ellen was discharged from hospital. Now, Ellen, if you're wondering, that's Stuart's wife, and she's the lady in the wheelchair. They're both in the chat tonight. I've got a special song for her. Special day. So I'll reveal all about that later. So yeah, now the 5G we were desperately waiting for. Yeah, burnt the mast down. Who thinks that's card carrying insane? Card carrying insane. Don't think we've heard that in Manchester, have we, Johnny? We're still burning them down here. I sincerely hope not. Now, what else have we got? Oh, you know, you're all laughing at me with my Harry Potter things, that I've not seen a Harry Potter and I've not done Star Wars and I've not done Star Trek. Can I say I just got very excited with this one? This is going to be free starting on Monday. So it's a blog post that they've written. And it tells you how to watch it. But basically, upshot is it's just on YouTube. So it's not difficult. What they've got is six recordings from the Globe Theatre in London. And they're going to put them on 2-week rotation for free, completely for free. Now, you see, this is the kind of thing that I've seen. This explains why I haven't seen Harry Potter. Are you saying 5G from the phone towers? Yes. That 5G phone towers, masts, are spreading the virus.
Look who's locked into the WhatsApp.
Hello. Hello. There you go. Stuart says, welcome to Tracy. There you go. Yes, they're actually burning the masts down. The logic is that it's spreading it on the radio waves. But people have pointed out that countries that have no 5G masts are still finding the coronavirus spread around. But in the UK, that's what happened. Burnt the masts down. Of course, that's ridiculous, because then the emergency services, who, you know, bit busy at the minute, have had to go along and deal with it, disperse the crowds, put the fire out, rebuild the masts. Ridiculous. But that's what's happening over here. What else happened? Oh, yes, this happened. I wouldn't recommend more than a couple of minutes of this. But yeah, look what I was doing today. Put a video on YouTube. Not of me. Tell Tracy, not a problem at all. We're in three chats at the minute.
I said, no problem, Tracy, foot in both camps.
Oh, crazy beans. 22 and a half minutes to showtime, Mike. I'm so glad I've got that app. That app's amazing. Oh, Mike, make a note quick on the Matt Bites notes. I need to put that blog post together with all of the resources for the presenter's toolkit. That'll be music to Johnny's ears as he clears his drawers out. Although, we better not mention your drawers, had we, Johnny? Quite sufficient with your drawers today. So what else has been happening? Oh, yes, this was another one. Let me know if you've seen this one, Jonathan. In the UK, don't know how it works in the States, but I'd be fascinated to know. So if you know, let me know. But when you go into a hospital in the UK, you're not supposed to have a mobile phone with you. When I went in, it was secreted under my nightdress, which became known as the tech-enabled nightie. Not even a joke. I literally had it in a pouch around my neck. So it was kind of on my stomach. So I had a strap round the waist and it went round my neck as well. You were not getting my phone off me. And every day Mike would come in and he'd bring a charger and I'd charge it up and then try and, you know, keep it for the next day. That would have been 2009, so it was my iPhone 3G. So you're not supposed to have a phone. The idea is they will wheel one to your bed. And this is provided by a service. So the service is provided to the hospital. You can dial out by buying credit and people can dial in to you. So the hospital decided, in their ultimate wisdom, and I thought it was very kind of them, to be honest. I don't know what's playing on Brooklands at the minute. Put Ned C and Elaine, our own DJ. but this hospital decided they would foot the bill for the telephone calls during the coronavirus because no one can visit. So if you want to talk to a loved one and they're in hospital, you've got no option but to use the phone. So that was what they decided to do. So they approached the phone company that has the thing there already and said, right, how much would this be? So just divert the cost to the NHS Trust. And they got quoted £9,984 a month. So basically £120,000 a year for phone calls. I thought that was absolutely criminal. They'll put the story in there. Absolutely criminal. The hospital have said they just can't afford it. And I can completely understand that. You look down the story, there's a lady in there with a broken hip. Her daughter rang her, spoke to her for 16 minutes. And the price for that? £11.50. They're using the same numbers as... see you, Jonathan. Say hi to Mummy Isaacs and all the family.
WhatsApp says I need a phone number.
Who's that?
Kim.
Is she putting? Are you putting it on your phone? You do need a phone number for WhatsApp, but you don't actually make calls on that number. The calls are free via WhatsApp. WhatsApp's actually pretty decent considering Facebook own it. But yeah, you need to give it a phone number and then you join in the WhatsApp chat, but you're not actually making a phone call. I'm loving that icon Tracy's put in.
Yeah.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, so these phone calls, absolute rip-off. What happens in the States? Do you pay per phone call? Are you not allowed phone calls? Ooh, let me know. Mike's disappeared. Lola's settled. I'm looking for water. I've got stuff in a basket. I've got an order coming tomorrow. Ooh, what an exciting life I lead, hey? Right, let me move the chat down. Move the chat down. Let me know what happens in the States. What do you do if you want to make a phone call? I'm sure it's more civilised over there. Last time, who did we visit last time? And they had the TV. And the TV you had to keep putting money into. I think it was about £2 an hour, something like that. So on your iPhone, you don't pay for US, Canada and Mexico. Hmm. Have I ordered the osmosis kit? I've not. Not yet. No, I haven't. But do you know what? I added it to my wish list. And I noticed when I saw my wish list today, it's dropped in price by 5%. Result. So, yeah, we might be doing that. I think at the moment is I'm thinking best where we can put it. If it needs an in and out, it's probably best in the kitchen. Mike would like a new kitchen. I couldn't care less. No, I don't want to put it in and then have a new kitchen. I have to think about it. But yeah, dropped in price. So definitely I'm going to have a look at that one. What else did I see today that was utter chaos? Apart from that, it's a shame Paul's not here. I was going to have a word about what we could cover on Friday on After Hours. But anyone who is in can let me know. Ha, if you're here, you get a vote. If you're not, you don't. He mentioned Streamlabs and they've got a solution. Download Streamlabs. It's completely free. You can broadcast to Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, Mixer, load of other stuff. So it's similar in concept to what we use Wirecast for. There's also OBS that we mentioned, which is Open Broadcaster Software. And I've downloaded that as well. So I wondered if how interested would people be in the alternatives to what we use? They're both free, those, at the moment. Might not carry on that way, but you never know. So let me know if you'd be interested in Streamlabs or OBS. Right, okay. Phone and TV are part of the billing. That's not good if you don't use it, is it? See, I think people should get a bill in the UK. Only so they're aware of, you know, yes, it's free. It's free at the point of delivery, but money has to come for that from somewhere. So somebody is paying that. And I guess that's why things have been outsourced to our hospitals. The food and drink is outsourced. So there's food and drink machines in the hospitals, but it's not the hospitals that make any profit from it. There are concessions. So there are stores, usually something like WH Smith. And the prices are astronomical. They really are. You'll find Nero in there and people like that. But the price at a hospital is hugely inflated to what it would be on the high street, which I don't agree with at all. I think there's other things in there like the WI, which is the Women's Institute, and they used to do tea and take it round on a trolley as well. So most of our stuff, you wouldn't get that on a bill like that. Even if they gave you a bill to say, you know, your treatment would have cost you, which I think is a great idea, you wouldn't get that put on it. It's on demand that. If you don't want it, you don't pay for it. Right, so the drain tube's very small and can go into the tube coming from the sink. That's why I'm thinking of under the sink. That would work best, I think. And the inlet is on a T-joint. Yeah, the trouble is our piping's behind the cupboards. I'd have to have a look at it. be far easier to just get the plumber in. But obviously the plumber's in self-isolation at the moment, so that's not working too well. Ah, well, never mind. It'll all be sorted out soon, apparently. Right, we're 15 minutes from showtime now. Are they all getting giddy in the chat?
No.
It's all gone quiet again in the chat. Yeah, nice. Ah, excellent. Well, we'll be in there shortly. We're doing a bit of an intro before 8, I think, just to make sure it's actually broadcasting, unlike MacBytes FM the other night. So who is with us who would be interested in Streamlabs or OBS or anything else? Now's a very good time to let us know, because it gives me an entire week to have a ponder over it. What did I actually put down, Mike? I thought OBS and Streamlabs would be a good idea, but yeah. I did put a couple of other things down as well. I know what Neil wants. Neil wants access. Neil's wanted access for weeks. Does anybody else use Access? Microsoft Access we're talking about. I mean, one of the issues for us is it's...
Windows app.
It's Windows. And I know I think I actually have it installed on my VM. But I haven't used it in so long. I used to do so much in it. And now Notion can pretty much take care of everything that I would even think of putting in Access. But who knows? Do you have a dishwasher? No. We did have a dishwasher. Well, Mum had a dishwasher, but it was outside in our conservatory that got knocked down and turned into an extension, and the dishwasher went. Mike and I can't be bothered with a dishwasher. So many of our friends are like, oh, you've got to have a dishwasher. And we're like, no. When I'm in the kitchen cooking, I wash up as I go. I'm very organised when I'm cooking. I say to Mike, just get a bowl of hot water and then clean those dishes as I throw them at you. And it works. What do people use instead of Access on a Mac? Oh, Tracy, it used to be a fabulous little app called Bento. Oh, excellent. Kim thinks she's in the group. Is she in the group? I haven't got a message yet, Kim, but it might come in. You never know. Mike will keep an eye on it for me.
Yeah.
Hello, Paul. Clocks went back this morning. Oh, body clock struggling. Oh, no. Glad you're with us anyway. We are, just to let Paul know what's happening, 13 minutes, we're heading off into another show on Brooklands. You're most welcome to join us. Michael sort out a link for a WhatsApp group we're all in, where we're going to share videos and photos of dancing, etc. Right, so Bento. Yeah, Bento was fabulous. It was very inexpensive initially, literally like £12, £15. There was a family version that we got, but even that was only like 30. It hadn't been going above 2-3 years, and they binned it. And it was from the same people who made FileMaker. It was most unfortunate because it automatically hooked into your contacts and your iTunes collections and stuff. So it was very Mac, and it was very, very easy to use. It was such a shame it went. After that, there are a couple of others. There's one called Records.
I'm sorry.
All right, Siri, go away. You don't have to apologise. It was called Records, and that one's still going, but it's just either people don't have the need for it now, or they're burnt from the Bento saga and they don't bother. The other one on a Mac is far too expensive, and that's FileMaker. FileMaker that's been a bit weird as well in the last year. FileMaker is a company that it's an app, and it's the company that own the app. And then Apple bought them, but they're still known as FileMaker. Then the app changed into Claris. Now, Claris, many, many years ago, had a thing called Claris Works, which was basically like iWork before iWork. So these things keep changing. But, you know, in iWork, there never was a database. Records is an independent company, so you're worried if it'll be there tomorrow. Couldn't Bento hook into Mail? I think it could. It was very integrated. That integration saved you so much development time. FileMaker doesn't say pro for nothing. No, and the thing with FileMaker is I keep getting emails from them, and I've had these emails from them for years, and I've noticed that they always have a sale at a certain time, and then within 7 weeks they release a new version and you have to pay the upgrade fee. But it's also, it is very, very pro, you're quite right. It's actually more of a development platform that people build customized solutions with and then deploy the custom solutions. But because of that, the licensing's obscene. So I think you can only install it on one, possibly two machines, but maybe not. Maybe it's just the one. And it is so expensive. And then if you were to roll it out, you'd need the kind of deployment license business. So it's not very user friendly in terms of just throwing together a quick database, because those integrations that were there in Bento, they don't really think that you need them because you're going to build your own integrations. But then the audience is a completely different audience. So for people who want a local database, probably records is about the best one out there. Other than that, I would suggest you use one of the online services like Notion or Coda or one of those. But records, if you're looking for something local to your Mac, not bad. And when I post this in, if you go to the link, it actually looks like Bento. It does look remarkably like Bento. Now, if you were actually interested in records and building something, what I would say to you is, where's the price on here? Yes, go away. I'm not interested in that. There is a free trial and there's a buy now. Right, the buy now takes you to the App Store. It says free but offers in-app purchases. 30% off for a limited time. So let's go and have a look at the in-app purchases. Oh, it's a subscription. Oh, joy, when did that happen? An annual pro subscription of $13.99 or a monthly pro subscription of $149. That's news. I was going to suggest not going that route at all. I was going to suggest going via one of these bundles. Now, who's going to have a bundle on here? Let's try Stack Social. I've seen this in a Stack Social bundle. So literally for a couple of pence, a couple of pound at most. Let's have a look. Oh, the social distancing bundle. Fabulous. Let's see if it's in a bundle right now for the purchase of. Doesn't look like it is right now, but I have seen it in a bundle and that's usually about £36. I'm wondering if it's a year or if it's a lifetime sub. I'd guess it would be a lifetime sub. I'm sure I've seen it on a lifetime sub. I'm actually going to open 1Password and see if I actually have it in there from a bundle that I've bought. But if I did, let's have a look. Records. $4.99. That must have come from a bundle, but I've no idea which one. And it was purchased on the 1st of March 2017. I'll download it and have a look at it and see if that license is good or not. That'll be interesting. Other than that, we could use a free trial and have a demo of it, couldn't we? Oh, we could put it in the VM. Fabulous. So if anybody's interested in that, let me know. Putting the call out. Airtable would be just as good. Absolutely.
Deborah from Ace also uses that.
She does. I've heard that mentioned before.
Yeah, she's mentioned it a few times.
Mm. I haven't actually. I didn't bother looking at Airtable because I pretty much do everything in Notion. If you're wondering about tonight's show, last week's party was brought to everybody by a pack of yellow post-it notes. Not even kidding. That was on my desk and I went from song to song to song to song doing that. Tonight's is I have my pink post-it notes. So tonight, don't want to get confused. They're pink for tonight. Literally just for the quickest. But Mike's built a system in Notion, which looks like a possible. Oh, it looks like a possible. So we could show you that next week as well, if that's interesting. We intend to run tonight the request show with all of the requests, with messages, what the track is, who the artist is, who requested it, whether it's on Spotify or not, and whether it's played or not. And we intend to run that. I'm sure we'll refine this as it goes. But at the moment, that's how we're running it. So we've got 41 requests so far. That's amazing. And I'm sure they'll come in live on the night as well, because they usually do. Kim and Kiva are in. I can see you. Fabulous. Excellent. So I could certainly show you that. It's pretty simple table at the moment. But I reckon, because unless we want to spend a ton of money on dedicated DJ software, we need a way to track it all. So well, that's what we're doing with it at the moment. Happy to share that. Absolutely. We could, of course, have put it in anything else, you know, Airtable, anything except Rome, probably. Did anybody try Rome? I must admit, I like Rome. I wasn't expecting to, but I did like it. Right, so I'm coming up to 5 minutes, So I will do an out on this show and I will do an in on the next one. But we're probably going out on here and then into the next one. I could carry on broadcasting for a little bit on here. to get you to join us. But can't play any music on here until we've sorted the licensing out. Licensing and all of that stuff to deal with as well. What can I say? Right. that one was just to me, Mike, that comment.
Which comment?
The comment I've just read out from Ned.
Oh.
Ned being our priest. He's just put into WhatsApp straight to me, Elaine, our own DJ. Right, so you're still not telling me about these apps that you want to see. He's kneeling because he's bound to say access.
No,
I'm going to get Mike head down doing the access thing this week. I actually think if you pick the right demo, Mike, you'd be all right. Because a database is a database, no matter where you deploy it. If we could pick the right demo, you could do it in Access and I could do it in Notion, and then they could vote on which one was best.
Mm.
With that and keeping Johnny awake, it's amazing, isn't it? I don't know if you're caught up in Slack, but Johnny and I have now got an official bet on. We're putting a scorecard up on the website, and so far it's 1-0 to me. The thing that Johnny doesn't realise, and he's talking to Mummy and Daddy Isaacs at the moment, so I'll get away with murder, at least until the podcast goes up. What he doesn't realise is that he's a morning person, and I am an evening person. And when it gets to like midnight, I'm like the Energizer Bunny. I can carry on all night, Johnny, until you're asleep. And what I could do, sort the license out, Mike. And what, oh no, that wouldn't work, it's on YouTube. Play some lovely, calming, lullaby-y music, couldn't we?
Somebody's asked for Puff the Magic Dragon.
Really?
Yeah.
Get it in the system and they can have whatever they like.
Right, are we...
We're going shortly. It's 3.5 minutes. 3.5 minutes. Don't panic. there you go. Bundle Hunt Bundle. Finished the 21st of March. Thing is, was that for a lifetime license, Tracy? Because I didn't actually look at it that closely, thinking, yeah, I'd probably use Notion. But if it's subscription and it's a lifetime license, that would be an amazing deal. One to keep our eye out on. I have seen it in more than one bundle, but it's not available right now. So we would have to keep our eye on that. Right, I'm going to finish talking with you guys on here while I ensure that everything is set up correctly on the next one. So I need to make sure that I've got my Spotify up, and I need to make sure I've got my first song keyed up, which I'll let you know is We'll Meet Again with Vera Lynn. We played that last week. That was perennially popular. It's only 3 minutes, though, so I don't have time to even breathe between songs with that one. I see. Kim's a morning person. But luckily, we're 8 hours ahead of you, Kim. So I hope it falls nicely. Now, luckily, Tracy is a night owl because she's an hour ahead. This is complicated, but we get there, don't we? We do get there. Right. What's playing on Brooklands at the moment, Mike?
I have no idea.
Better find out because there's going to be people listening to it and we wouldn't want to break into something inappropriately like Mass, would we? Right, I need to get my Skype thing up in case anybody wants to join us on Skype. So let me find my Skype thing.
Some nice relaxing music.
Oh, there you go. Nice relaxing music. Well, we're about to break into that and go into party mode. Obviously, first, couple of slowies. Couple of slowies first. But then we're going to do it. Right, let's put the link in. We're going to head off now. So I'll do an outro on here and then I'll be going into an intro on there. So thank you very much for being with us. What we're going to do for hopefully tomorrow in the week is collate all these offers we've had of people who will join us live and talk about their passion. So if that's you, get to us. Ooh. No details. We'll have to look at that more, wouldn't we, Tracy? We absolutely will. But good night from me.
Good night from me.
We'll both see you next time. But in the meanwhile, join us on Brooklands.